House, Christopher Masterson, and of course you all know him as Francis on Malcolm in the Middle, and we had you on actually right after that show debuted, and I was predicting huge success for it, and I guess it's lived up to its billing.
Yeah, I hope so at least. I know we're getting a really good response from viewers and whatnot, and critics as well, and I think it's important to have both of those, but we're all really happy about it.
It's a nice cast, and it's a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you never know what's going to happen on that show either, huh?
No, apparently not, but I think if you did, it wouldn't be very interesting to watch.
That's true. Now, your character, of course, is kind of in some kind of military reform school of some type.
Yeah, I'm off in, that's basically what it is, and I was off there, sent there in the pilot episode, actually, and have never come home to stay. I come home occasionally, you know, to babysit or wreak havoc, but most of my time is spent at Marlin Academy.
Well, you get in so much trouble there. It's interesting, but I thought that one of the last shows that I saw, your character is revolting there for a very good reason and got in all kinds of trouble, and finally your father in the show realized that actually it wasn't all bad on your part.
Right. Are you referring to the last episode?
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Yeah, totally. And I think that was a very cool moment in there. And when I read the script, it was interesting because, I don't know, I'd never really done anything that was showing that kind of dynamic before. And the way it was done, I don't know, I was impressed by it because it was really just kind of a look, you know what I mean,
uh-huh.
that he gave, that he understood. And I was glad they didn't, you know, give the big explanation, you know, like the killer in the end explains why he killed everybody.
It was a really nice emotional bonding episode that I thought was a long time coming, actually.
Yeah, it was good. And I love working with Brian. I just think he's so great. So that was a nice week for us.
And Brian was on the show as well when you first went on the air. And I still laugh about the episode, which they show pieces of on the when they shaved his back. That was just so funny in the kitchen.
So funny. So, did you ever see the roller skating episode?
Not sure. I've seen all of them. So
okay, he did this episode where he was roller disco.
That's right, yeah, he was the legend.
Malcolm how to roller skate.
Right, that's right, yeah.
And he didn't know how to roller skate, and so he completely, like, learned that whole dance routine. I thought it was just brilliant. He's wearing little short shorts. It was great.
That was very, very funny. I remember that. How can you forget that episode? It was a very funny episode. Yeah, I haven't missed an episode of Malcolm in the Middle since it went on.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know. It's a very strong Sunday night lineup on Fox.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think Fox is doing well for itself now.
I think they're doing great. We just had on a minute ago Shannon Rogier from, she was on Temptation Island, and she's got a show on tonight.
Oh,
the,
cool.
The wedding show there, where the woman asked the guys to marry them. Surprise wedding, too.
Those are scary.
Yeah. Now, are you single or married yourself?
I'm single. I have a girlfriend.
Ah.
Yeah.
I was going to say that.
Technically, no, I'm not single.
Technically, you're off the market.
Right.
But it must be an interesting situation to be on the market and have a hit sitcom.
Yeah. You know, I guess it's weird because since our show's been doing really well, I've had a girlfriend, so I haven't really experienced that. But, you know, I've heard about it.
Yeah. How long have you been going out with this young lady?
About 2 years now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, maybe a long-term type of thing? Or?
Yeah, very possibly.
Ah.
I mean, we'll see. I'm still, you know, very young, and so is she. But
I was going to say, we might find you on Surprise Weddings 3.
No, yeah, I'm planning on doing the fifth season. It's going to be the season finale.
Now, I understand. Are you currently working on Scary Movie 2?
Yeah, I actually wrapped last night. We're done with the movie now.
Wow.
But we've worked on that for the past 12 weeks.
What a disappointment that Marlon Brando didn't make it, huh?
It was a bummer. I was happy about the fact that you know, James Woods ended up taking his role,
yeah,
which was cool because I wanted it to be someone interesting. But I just think it would have been so cool to have done a scene with Marlon Brando.
I would think so.
So you know, hopefully another time.
Maybe. Now was that a movie as funny as the first one? What do you think?
You know, I don't know. I hope that's the idea. We'll see how it comes together. But everything I shot and I saw was very funny, and you know, the script was very funny, and it's kind of like, you know, the sequel rule where they make it a little bit bigger and a little bit funnier, but still kind of, you know, don't forget about keeping it interesting. So I think it should be good. And we're coming out July 4th. So
what role did you play in the movie?
I play, there's a couple guys and a couple girls. It's actually, the Wayans brothers, Sean and Marlon, and myself. And then there's four girls, two from the first movie.
I just watching the movie, the first one, it looked like so much fun making it. I would assume it must be a blast. It is.
It's weird because we're doing such, stupid, broad comedy.
Uh-huh.
It's really fun to do. I've never done anything like that before. But when you're doing, we're not doing any serious scenes where anyone has to, concentrate on this or that. So it's really light and fluffy and easy, and it makes for a really cool, fun set.
We're talking with Christopher Masterson. Now, of course, you can see him every week on Malcolm in the Middle at 8:30 on Sunday nights on Fox. And you've done so many things now, not only movies, but you were also the host of a show called What's Up.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was actually fun. It was a show that we did for Disney, and we got to, hang out with DJs and dance clubs and all different kind of stuff.
And you also did a movie on cable for VH1 called Back in Black.
Back in Black we did a little while ago up in Canada, and I worked with Mr. Eric Roberts, which was cool.
Now, did you get a little an in on his sister at all?
No, actually, we never talked about his sister.
Didn't come and see. Now I can tell then you are definitely emotionally committed.
Emotionally?
You've got to be, because you didn't even ask how his sister was. I mean, That would be the first question in my mind.
I don't know. Honestly, I never really thought about it. I just find it that interesting.
I'm looking at your resume here. You actually did another show on Fox at one point as a guest, Millennium.
Millennium was cool. That was actually also up in Canada. And that was cool because it was a show that Chris Carter, who created X-Files,
right,
had been on for a while.
What was that guy's name that starred in that show?
Lance Henriksen.
Yeah, what an interesting character he was.
He's cool, and he's been in some cool old movies. Like he was in Alien and those movies, and he's a good actor.
He's a real good actor, but it's just he was kind of a scary guy.
Yeah.
I don't know in person if he's
In person he's cool and nice and sweet, but I think he's got that kind of chiseled face thing going on.
Yeah, he's got that rough face going. Okay. Now you also, it says you were on Murphy Brown.
I had a small bout with Murphy Brown. I was I played her son. She started, I guess thinking about her son growing up, and her son's name was Avery. So when he became a certain age, that was me.
Wow, yeah. You got to be Avery.
Yeah, exactly. I got to be Avery.
Too bad that didn't end up in a permanent gig. But I don't think he ended up growing up that much on the show, actually.
Yeah, I think they were done while he was still a baby, as far as I remember.
Yeah, they were pretty. He was pretty young. They kind of abandoned him on the show. They kind of forgot about him for a while.
Avery disappeared.
Yeah, he was like, okay, where is he? No one talks about.
I remember the fact that she did have a kid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, it was just really strange.
That works out.
Yeah. So what's going on with your character? Anything new that we can talk about that's coming up with Francis?
In our next episode that we have on, I have a date with a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is always very exciting.
Now, I assume that Frances doesn't know she's 12?
No, he knows she's 12, but it's a double date, and when he shows up, she turns out to be a 12-year-old, so he's, bummed out about it, and then they end up having a really fun time, because she's, a cool young girl. And then in our season finale, which is a week after that, we have a toxic waste dump, which is kind of cool. And the whole city has to evacuate into a school gymnasium, so that's kind of that deal.
And there's also a season finale where she flashes back on all her kids and her pregnancies, because I guess that Hal and Lois have a little pregnancy scare.
Right, yeah. Actually, yeah, maybe I mixed those up. Yeah, sorry. In that one, that's very cool because you get to have kind of a look at all the characters, being born.
Yeah.
And how that all happened. So that's a really nice thing.
And I understand also that it's quite obvious when you're watching the episode that Hal and Lois actually had a stable home life at one point before all the kids came along.
Yeah, exactly. Everything was fine. They were swinging in the 70s and they started having kids.
Because those four boys, and your character's not even living there, but those three that are living there, they're it's a wild scene.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think if it makes you in there, you'll probably end up being the big babysitter type there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I come home occasionally in episodes to babysit and do that whole kind of thing, but we always end up getting into a whole lot of trouble.
Obviously, yeah, yeah. Well, it's a pleasure talking to you again, and hopefully we can talk in another couple of years, and Malcolm in the Middle League can be bigger at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe later this year, or when we get
yeah,
back.
Malcolm, Sunday nights at 8:30, Christopher Masterson is Francis on the show, so next time you watch the show, you'll get to know him just a little bit better from listening to PNPNetwork.com. Take care so much for coming on, Christopher.
Thanks a lot, man.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me on.